Gun violence has taken Philly down a winding road. Politicians, police, and community members are searching for ways to curb it.
Let's talk about stop and frisk, a police tactic that courts have ruled unconstitutional when it's racially motivated. But some people see it as an answer to gun violence.
These young kids out here, they don't have anything to do. So I think, yeah, it can be a solution.
Yes, because right now it's so many young teenagers that's walking around carrying guns, and that's who's committing most of the crimes.
In the second half of 2019, Black Philadelphians made up 71% of police stops, but were just 44% of the population. The city council president said stop and frisk was worth a conversation. So let's have it.
Here's a community activist.
But let me just warn you that sometimes you get what you ask for, right? We all want to be safe in this city. We all want to see the gun violence end. But stop and frisk is not the way to do that.
And this is what a police sergeant has to say.
The predominant persons that are doing shootings and violence are young Black males. We don't target 70-year-old Asian females for a reason. They're of no interest to us to curb violence.
I'm Sammy Kayola.
And I'm Yvonne Laddie. Join us and listen to Stop and Frisk, Revisit or Resist, a production of WHYY and Temple University's Logan Center for Urban Investigative Reporting.